We are on track now to start to get into double digits soon. They were the words of the Victorian Health Minister, Jenny Markakos, today, as the number of new daily coronavirus cases continues to fall. 116 new cases have been reported since yesterday in Victoria. There have also been 15 more deaths, and all of them are linked to aged care outbreaks. Ms. Markakos says while the numbers continue to jump around, it's pleasing to see a downward trend, and the government has now released a new dashboard that will include more detailed information about COVID-19 outbreaks and cases.
As we go on the journey in coming weeks to start to lift some of those restrictions, this information will be critically important because people will be able to see in their local area whether there has been an exposure in a particular location from a known case, a confirmed case in their community. So, for example, people will be able to search and see if a known case has been to the local shopping centre, a local cafe, a workplace or another location.
For more, we're joined by Professor Nancy Baxter, who's a surgeon, clinical epidemiologist and the head of the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health at the University of Melbourne. Lovely to speak to you again. Just how promising are the latest figures from Victoria? How confident are you, for instance, that we'll be in double digits soon?
So I'm sure, as all your listeners are, it is so relieving to see a number like 116. The numbers will be up and down. We've seen that, you know, over the past months, but the trend continues to decline. So that's really fantastic. And from what they're saying at the press conferences, you know, obviously they have more information than we do. It sounds like the reproductive rate, so that's how many people on average one person with COVID gives, how many people one person gives it to, that's going down. So that they're giving signals that we should be in double digits soon really means they're pretty confident that they've got this under control.
Remarkably, yesterday, the Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, vowed that daily coronavirus cases will not return to the 300s or 400s again. He said, not under my watch. What do you take from such a bold statement?
Well, I take a few things. One is I take a great deal of optimism so that they have good information that the community spread seems to be getting under control. Having said that, there's still a number of these mystery cases. So cases where they don't know exactly where an individual acquired the infection from. Now that's going to be from a number of days or even a week ago, because they go to a lot of effort to try to, what they call, close the case, so to try to figure out where the person got it from. But you still have some people acquiring it in the community when they don't know specifically where they got it from. So those numbers really need to be down very, very low before you can be completely confident. I think the other thing that it says is that when we open back up again, we are going to be opening back up slowly.
Are his remarks an indication they wouldn't be keen to relax measures anytime soon? I mean, you've kind of just gone there a little bit in terms of opening up slowly, but what might that look like?
Well, I think Dan Andrews has said repeatedly that they don't want to open up too soon, because then basically you're just going to be waiting for a third wave because there's just too much in the community. I think they're going to be looking for those mystery cases to be almost down to none. And they're going to, you know, they have a lot more information than we do. So they're going to be looking for the new cases to be primarily either in places they already know they're spread or within the home. So when somebody acquires it at work and quarantines at home and gives it to someone at home, those, of course, are extremely concerning, but they're not as much of concern to the community because those individuals will not be freely circulating amongst the community and giving it to others.
Victoria now has 3,731 active cases. What figures are concerning you the most right now? Is that figure alarming?
So it's great that they've been able to close some of those cases to say that those people have fully recovered. And what I think is really remarkable is how, you know, obviously there are a number of people who've had serious health consequences and a number of people who have unfortunately died. But overall, from a medical perspective, we seem to be doing very well in terms of having a great recovery rate from COVID-19 and a low mortality rate. So that's really terrific. But I think it's taking a substantial toll. The number of healthcare workers that are infected is still far too high, and far too little is being done to drive that down as close to zero as we can get it.
Yeah, you just mentioned the healthcare workers. I wanted to ask about that because I wonder how confident you are about that forthcoming report from Safer Care Victoria. Will it shed light on why so many Victorian healthcare workers are contracting COVID-19?
I think it'll shed a lot of light, but what concerns me is that, you know, they keep promising that this is going to be produced, and we keep waiting for it. You know, I think what's going to help healthcare workers right now is that the number of new cases is being driven down very low by the sacrifices that everyone in Victoria is making versus anything that the government's done or anything that individuals' hospitals have done to actually protect the people that work there.
Just over 10 days ago, the Victorian government announced a regional testing push with Geelong and Ballarat and Bendigo considered areas of concern. Are you happy with how regional Victoria is now performing?
I think regional Victoria was kind of at a precipice, so there could have become a large outbreaks within regional Victoria. So I think it's really terrific that it's been driven down. A lot of those communities have really limited resources in terms of dealing with extremely ill people. They have limited capacity in terms of healthcare workers. So if people ended up contracting COVID or being exposed and had to be off sick in the healthcare workforce, there wouldn't be anybody to take care of patients. So I think it's really tremendous that action has happened quickly and it's gotten under control in regional Victoria.
Turning overseas now, US President Donald Trump has announced emergency authorization to treat COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma, a move he called a breakthrough. But what are the health experts saying about this development?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if your listeners know what convalescent plasma is. So when you contracted something like COVID-19, what happens is your body's never seen it before, so it starts to have to develop the antibodies that will be effective in terms of killing or neutralizing the COVID-19. So as you recover, you develop more of these antibodies, and they're in your plasma, which is a component of blood. So you can actually take off the plasma, similar to, you know, when you're a donor for a blood transfusion, you can take off the plasma, and the plasma will have some of these antibodies that can be transferred to somebody else, so can be delivered to someone else, and they may be effective in terms of neutralizing COVID-19 in an individual who's now ill. It's been tried before, it's been used before in other diseases with variable success. The challenge here with COVID-19 is we don't really know if it works, and we think that it's relatively safe, but we don't actually know that it helps. And I think you know, I think Donald Trump is desperate to have anything that seems to be effective now and to be out there now. And, you know, honestly, when you're dealing with medical treatment, you're better off knowing that something works versus guessing or hoping that something works. The good news in terms of what we're doing here is there are several trials that are looking at convalescent plasma. So they're actually collecting plasma from people who've had COVID-19 and testing it in Melbourne hospitals right now.
And just finally, the World Health Organization says Europe's coronavirus cases have been steadily increasing every week in the past 2 months, with the continent now reporting 26,000 new cases every day. What is unfolding in this situation?
Well, you know, this is something that we can definitely learn from in Australia. People got very sick of the lockdown and the quarantine and isolation. In Europe, when they got their numbers down, they started to open up. And they started to open up very quickly. And now that numbers are going up, they're quite reticent to bring back the lockdown measures that we have now in Victoria. So I think when Brett Sutton talks about this not happening again in his watch, what I interpret that as meaning is that opening up is going to be slow. It's going to be measured in terms of we're going to open certain things up and see how it goes before we open more up. And that as soon as there's any issue or problem or there seems to be an increase in spread, then we're going to be going back again. One thing I think people are going to have to get used to is masks. I think masks are going to be here for a long time.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Professor Nancy Baxter is a surgeon, clinical epidemiologist and the head of the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health at the University of Melbourne. This is RN Drive.